It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss a program intended to make it easier for public service workers to qualify for debt relief. As the waiver is set to end in October, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program was created by Congress in 2007, meant to encourage students to pursue professions like teaching, like nursing, military service, and law enforcement. The U.S. Department of Education said last year that the program has spawned much confusion and frustration through time. Join in on having your debt forgiven. 800-642-1234. Emma Crawford is Director of Financial Wellness and Financial Aid Advising for the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Emma, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here this morning.
Well, this reputation of this program that it's complex, thorny, a real track record of high rejections. Can you explain what is the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program?
Yes. Yep. That's a great question. So a really straightforward definition is the basic premise is that after 10 years of a federal student loan borrower making qualifying payments, the remaining balance after those 120 monthly payments is forgiven tax-free. And in order to make one of those qualifying payments, they need to be working for a qualifying employer, which is usually a 501c3 employer. They also need to have the correct type of federal student loans, and they also need to be on a very specific repayment plan as well. So those requirements need to be met in order for that monthly payment to qualify. And after they make at least 120 of those, like I said, the remaining balance is forgiven tax-free.
You know, tens of thousands of borrowers have been able to get forgiveness, debt relief under this program. What have you heard about this program from the students you work with?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the most common thing that I hear from the students and the alumni I work with is that it's just really overwhelming. It's really difficult to stay on top of all of the different requirements. It can also be really difficult to reach the student loan servicers just because they are really overburdened right now as well. And so a lot of people really don't know how to start. And the rules and stipulations can be really confusing. And of course, that mixed with some of the bad press that this opportunity has gotten, I feel like a lot of folks are left feeling discouraged, unfortunately.
Perhaps not even wanting to try for it, to try for the debt relief, because there is that steep paperwork burden and borrowers still face, you know, all of these administrative things in order to get the application started. What paperwork should borrowers have in order to apply? What will they need at this point?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the most important paperwork that they're going to need is the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Form. And that can be accessed on studentaid.gov through their PSLF help tool. The purpose of that form is to help document their eligible employer history. So they can, you know, a borrower could potentially make 120 payments and then fill out that form and apply for forgiveness. But what I recommend to the students and the alumni I work with is to document their employer history along the way. So that way their loan servicer isn't stuck, you know, counting upwards of 100 payments at the end. So filling out that form at least once a year with their employer, and then anytime they leave an eligible employer and start a new job with another eligible employer, that's like the most important piece of paperwork. And then the second piece is they should be on an income-driven repayment plan if they are pursuing public service loan forgiveness. And anytime someone's on an income-driven repayment plan, every year they're going to be asked to recertify their income through an income-driven repayment plan certification form. So that's the other piece as well.
Deeply personal question. What about yourself? Are you eligible for this program?
Yes. Yep. So I do have student loans myself. So I, and that's actually how I got into this business and how I became so passionate about PSLF is that I had looked into it for myself at one point. And so because I do work at UW-Madison, I am technically a qualifying employee. So, or rather UW-Madison and the entire UW system for that matter is a qualifying employer. However, before this temporary waiver was announced, I actually was side hustling as a waitress here in Madison and was making aggressive payments on my student loans. So while I ultimately did not end up choosing to pursue this myself, I was at one point deeply considering it.
what is the difference between the traditional rules of this program and what is acceptable under this waiver period? Because only about 10,000 borrowers have successfully won the loan forgiveness under the traditional rules during the Biden administration compared to what's happening right now in this waiver.
Right. Yeah. And I really cannot emphasize this enough. The number, like the amount of loans that we're seeing being forgiven under this waiver is unprecedented. So under the typical rules of PSLF, slightly more than $1 billion of federal student loans have been discharged. But under this temporary waiver program, over $7 billion of student loans have been forgiven as of April 2022. So what the Biden administration has done is they've basically temporarily relaxed or temporarily waived a lot of the different requirements for PSLF. So for example, they can receive credits of or payment credit for payments that they made on ineligible loans, such as FFELP loans. Hmm. So typically only direct loans are eligible for forgiveness under PSLF. And in order to make a qualifying payment, they do need to be on direct loans. But for a temporary amount of time, you can now get credit for past payments where you wouldn't have been able to do that before. So they've waived a lot of the requirements, and studentaid.gov has a wonderful PSLF page that has more information about the waiver as well. But I really cannot emphasize it enough that folks really need to look into this again.
What about Parent PLUS loans? Are they eligible for forgiveness under this relief program?
Wonderful question. Yeah, I get that question a lot. And they are only eligible if the borrower who took out the Parent PLUS loan for their student, if they also have their own federal student loans that they can then consolidate together. Oh. So it's a little bit of a loophole that exists. So just to reiterate, the Parent PLUS loan borrower would need to consolidate those Parent PLUS loans with their own federal student loans that they took out for their own program in order to convert that loan into a direct consolidation loan. So it's a little bit of a loophole, but unfortunately, if they just have Parent PLUS loans, they would not be eligible for this waiver.
And speaking of consolidations, if you have, if you consolidated loans with your spouse, can that work under the PSLF, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program?
So underneath the waiver, that's a really good question. And that's a really rare question that comes up. Unfortunately, those loans, I looked into this. I'm certainly not an expert on those loans because I'll be totally honest. I haven't worked with a ton of folks in that circumstance. But I remember looking this up for a person that asked that question in one of my webinars, and I found that it wasn't eligible for the waiver.
Okay.
But I do know that if you are someone who did consolidate your loans with your spouse, look on studentaid.gov. They have a ton of, they have more information on those consolidated loans with the spouse.
Talking about student loan forgiveness for public employees with Emma Crawford, Director of Financial Wellness and Financial Aid Advising for the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Join in on your journey to getting your loans forgiven. What has it been like? What documentation has helped you along the way? 800-642-1234. Emma, who is not eligible for this program?
Yeah. So a really common question that comes up is whether or not someone with private loans is eligible. And unfortunately, private loans are not eligible for public service loan forgiveness. And there's no workaround with that. It's impossible to consolidate private loans into a federal loan. So unfortunately, those with private loans would not be eligible. And then certain employees as well. So the biggest premise of this program, like you said at the start, is that you need to be working at a qualifying employer, which is typically a 501c3 organization, but not always. So more often than not, folks who are working in the for-profit industries are not usually qualifying for public service loan forgiveness. But if you're curious to see if your employer is eligible, the best thing that you can do is to go to studentaid.gov, use the PSLF help tool, and you can do a quick search for that when you're on studentaid.gov, get logged in, and then they have a wonderful employer lookup tool where you can enter in the employer's employer identification number, or EIN, or taxpayer ID, and it will tell you right away if it's ineligible, eligible, or if they need to do a little bit more research to see if it is indeed eligible.
Emma, do borrowers have any chance, any hope of completing this complex application process in just several months before the waiver sunsets?
Yes. Yeah. So in order to benefit from the waiver, you actually I don't want to oversimplify because it will certainly take time and effort on behalf or on the borrower's behalf. But if you are someone that could benefit from this waiver, which is that temporary waiver of the traditional public service loan forgiveness rules and guidelines, the number one thing that you need to do is to get logged into studentaid.gov and review the types of outstanding federal loans you have. If you're someone that has federal Perkins or FFELP loans, which is a little bit of an older type of loan, you absolutely need to consolidate those in order to convert them to a direct consolidation loan so that they're eligible for forgiveness. And then also making sure that you have certified the eligible periods of employment that you've held over the years. So there's enough time left to get this started, and I'm really trying to spread the word, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today to encourage folks to look into this again for themselves.
We heard from Peter in La Crosse, emailed us to say that they have much debt in Parent Plus loans for their children's college education. And Peter wonders, is there any hope for Peter in this program? They taught for 30 years in a Catholic school, and they have a feeling that they're being shut out of this program. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So since Peter is from La Crosse, there is a really great resource. If you look up Wisconsin Student Loan Debt Coalition, they do have a helpline for Wisconsin student loan borrowers. And so if you do have questions about Parent Plus loans and how to best manage those and to look into what your options are, I really do recommend doing that quick Google search for the Wisconsin Student Debt Coalition, because they can help assist you through that. And that's what I hear from a lot of people, is that student loans they're having them is extremely helpful or extremely stressful, and getting and reaching out to resources can be really helpful in managing that debt and the stress that comes along with them. So I really recommend reaching out to that Wisconsin Student Loan Debt Coalition website and phone number.
Emma Crawford with us, heads of financial wellness and financial aid advising at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Our guide discussing the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, PSLF, you might hear from time to time. Join in on the work of canceling your debt, working for an approved employer, the process that you've gone through on debt relief, and questions about this program, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Tens of thousands of student loan borrowers have gotten relief through a debt forgiveness program for public service employees. As of June, the U.S. Department of Education says it approved $8 billion, but the waiver sunsets in October. Join in on your experience with the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, 800-642-1234. Emma Crawford is here, Director of Financial Wellness and Financial Aid Advising at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Let's take a call. Etta is with us from La Crosse. Etta, hi, go ahead.
Hi. I worked for a qualifying agency for 14 years at one college and 2 years at another college and 2 years at another college. This, however, was before the program existed.
Before 2007.
Right.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So I am wondering if that service qualifies or not for this program.
Thank you, Etta. Emma, go ahead.
Yeah, great question. Unfortunately, no, that would not qualify. So the first eligible payment that someone could have potentially made was at the very start of the program in 2007. And so unfortunately, as of the rules, how they stand today, any payments made prior to the start of the program would not be eligible for forgiveness under PSLF.
What would happen if your PSLF application is denied? Can you challenge the decision?
Yes. So sometimes it is denied. And I think one of the biggest issues that I see in regards to if it is denied, it's usually due to an issue with how the form was filled out. So Fed Loan Servicing used to be the PSLF loan servicer, and now everything is being moved to MOHELA. And they're really strict with the type of signature on the form. So it's really important to get a wet ink signature on that. Other times they might just not have enough qualifying payments to qualify for forgiveness yet. And unfortunately, it is taking some time to get those eligible employment histories and eligible payments updated right now because of this huge shift from Fed Loan Servicing to MOHELA. But I think the best thing to do is to call either Fed Loan Servicing or MOHELA in that case to talk to someone to see why it was denied.
Let's bring in Lynn in Appleton with a question. Lynn, hi.
Hi. I've been working since I graduated in museums. In 2005 is when I graduated from grad school. And I lost my job. I was actually an archivist for a college, and the college closed during COVID. There was a brief stint of a few months where I drove for Amazon before I got a job at another museum. Would that disqualify me from applying for loan forgiveness?
Great question. Yeah, so it's okay if your qualifying employer history isn't consecutive. So it's totally fine to, you know, end a qualifying employer and then have a brief break for whatever reason, and then to restart at another qualifying employer. It's totally okay if those 120 payments are not made consecutively.
Lynn, does that make sense?
It does. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Emma, you know, you advise med students on their debt and their finances. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. What is your best advice to them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love my job. I love working with the students and the alumni I work with. And I think the best advice that me and my colleagues share with any student we're working with is to, you know, reach out for help if and when you need it, and to make a plan for your student loans. I think it can be really stressful and overwhelming to sit down and to look at the amount of debt that someone has taken out, especially if we're talking about grad and professional students who, you know, may have, you know, six figures of student loans, like you just said. So I totally don't blame them. It can be really difficult to sit down and to make a plan, but I think it is also the best thing you can do, because once someone has a plan, a lot of the stress and feelings of overwhelm do tend to dissipate, because they know that they're doing what they need to do in order to pay off their student loans, whether that's PSLF or another route. I think reaching out for help from your financial aid advising office and making a plan is the best thing that someone can do with student loans.
Especially if they just want to focus on learning medicine and everything else falls by the wayside because they are focusing on the next hurdle to get through their medical degree program.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why here at UW-SMPH, we do offer a personal finance elective to fourth year students in the spring of their last semester here called Physician Financial Wellness, where we do a really thorough deep dive into student loan repayment planning, among other financial wellness topics. Because, yeah, it has to be the right education at the right time. And like you said, we want people to be able to focus on what they're here to do, which is study. And then when they graduate and go on to residency or a job or whatever that looks like, I think that's a perfect time to put a plan together.
Talking student loan forgiveness for public service employees with Emma Crawford, Director of Financial Wellness and Financial Aid Advising for UW School of Medicine and Public Health, fielding your questions about the program PSLF, the acronym there. You can join in 800-642-1234. Emma, you know, student loan repayment will restart for federal student loans at the start of September. Are graduates ready for this? How should students plan for the restart?
Yes. Yeah. And I think that there's been a ton of research and studies done just reaching out to loan borrowers. And one study that I read, survey rather, said that 50% of people are not ready for payments to start and interest to accrue. I am optimistic. Of course, I can't guarantee anything and I'm knocking on wood here, but I am optimistic that this payment and interest accrual pause will be extended. I'm anticipating an announcement any day now, hopefully, of course. But if as of today, like you said, it is, you know, everything's set to restart in September. So the best thing that folks can do is to, you know, definitely look into this temporary waiver, because this will expire after October. So I can't emphasize that enough, to do some digging on studentaid.gov. And just in general, to help prepare for payments to restart, I think it's a wonderful idea to get logged into your account on studentaid.gov, review your outstanding loans, double check to see who your servicer is, and get in contact with them to help put a good plan in place.
How did you use the payment pause on student loan repayments?
So like I said before, I was side hustling as a waitress to help make aggressive payments on my student loans. And once the freeze went into effect in March of 2020, I actually decided to stop paying them altogether because my partner and I are getting married in September, and we bought a house as well. So we've had big other financial priorities and obligations that have come up. So we've really used this time to our advantage to focus on other financial priorities. And it really has been super helpful. Even the pause in interest alone is really, really helpful.
You mentioned the side hustle and serving, and some employees like teachers work outside, you know, summer months. Would their payments while outside work, you know, count toward the loan forgiveness program?
That's a great question. Yeah. So if you're a teacher, I know there can be a lot of, confusion in those summer months, whether or not that qualifies. And it really depends on your employer. So typically what I tell folks who are teachers, or if they're, you know, a faculty member on a 9-month contract, it's a good idea to reach out to the human services or the human resources office, excuse me, and, you know, show them a copy of the PSLF form and ask or make sure that they're able to basically verify that you do work an average of at least, you know, 32 hours a week or whatever their definition of full time is, and that they can sign off on it. So many times teachers still are able to get credit for those months if they are on a 12-month contract, and their HR or supervisor or some representative from their school district can fill out that PSLF form.
Emma, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And like I said, if you are out there and you're listening and you're stressed about student loans, please do look on studentaid.gov to see if you are eligible. With the Parent Plus loans too, like if you took out a Parent Plus loan and you are working at an eligible employer, you can get forgiveness through PSLF. There just might be pieces of the waiver that you're not eligible for, but please do look into it. And if you're listening from Wisconsin, check out the Wisconsin Student Loan Debt Coalition and reach out for assistance.
Emma Crawford, Director of Financial Wellness and Financial Aid Advising at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.